me like I'm just one more thing you gotta do on your list of chores. I'm the one you love, the one you adore.
It's been 11 years since Mike West and Katie Ulis issued their first album as Truck Stop Honeymoon. Each successive recording has offered a glimpse into the couple's life and musical evolution. The latest Truck Stop release, The Madness of Happiness, is one more example of the diverse musical influences the trio, which is rounded out by drummer Colin Mahoney, has. The songs are at times more aggressive and yet never far away from traditional roots music.
Sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. Then I push you away from me, saying that you're holding me too tight.
I think there's some really evocative, basically folk songs in there, kind of sad and exposed. It goes between these little quirky punk country things to some really raw folk tunes.
Of the city that you love, savor every morsel of and never have enough of the city that you love.
West adds that he and Ulis don't discuss the direction that each record will take. Instead, they continue to write and let the music dictate what comes next. This time out, the couple examined their relationship more than a decade after it started in Louisiana.
The Madness of Happiness is kind of self-evident in a way. It's about the strange, contradictory thing of having a long-term love affair with someone and the craziness that goes with it. But underlying it all was just crazy, helpless devotion to each other.
Nobody tells you about the madness. Madness of happiness, the madness of finding the love you always look for.
Nobody tells you that raising children with the one you love will make you
certifiably insane.
West has ties to Wichita that stretch back to his days before Truck Stop Honeymoon, when he'd make frequent stops in the city as a solo artist. When he and Katie Ulis became refugees after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, the air capital almost became their home, in part thanks to their friendship with late Split Lip Rayfield guitarist Kirk Runstrom. Although they settled in Lawrence instead, West says that this city is one that holds many close ties for him and his family.
I mean, the people in Wichita, which we actually do think of as basically our family, because there's people in Wichita who just at our hardest times of our lives just stepped forward and really took care of us and continue to take care of us. And so we really value that. And Wichita is a very strong element, which is people we just trust. And when everything goes wrong, the people I would go to for help.
The couple's struggles after Katrina were documented in the film Won't Let the Angels Take You Away, and via their albums such as Great Big Family and Steamboat in a Cornfield. West says that nearly a decade on, he and Ulis are more than happy with their adopted home.
You know, we go back and tour in Louisiana. We go back about twice a year, and in a sense, that's really helped in getting over some of the grief associated with that sudden move and sudden loss, and just recognizing how much we value and how much we've grown attached to what we kind of accidentally landed in Kansas.
If you're looking for adventure, a new way to get your kicks, you ought to try couch surfing with a family of six.
Truck Stop Honeymoon performs Thursday evening at the Wichita Art Museum. The new album, The Madness of Happiness, is out now.
God only knows it's tight fit, but we'll find a way to do it. Yeah, you learn a lot of tricks couch surfing with a family of six.
For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
Well, we show up at the gig, we got no place to stay. We had a motel, but Mom refused to pay. She said it wasn't clean, at least it was shelter. But when mom makes up her mind, kids, there ain't no way to tell her. Luckily a stranger comes up after the show. He says, is it true y'all have no place to go? Well, you can stay with me. We say that is kind of you. He doesn't know we have four kids and a babysitter too.